have representatives who are not representing anybody. The people that they are representing definitely don't live in this congressional district, because this was called the Cigar City. And the representative from the Cigar City is responsible for taxing Havertown for Cigar into extinction.
That was Eddie Adams, one of three Republicans at the event vying for Castor's District 11 seat. He has lost to Castor in two previous elections. Adams was referring to a tobacco tax that Castor supported, which the Havatampa Cigar Company blames for its 2009 closure. He later said that he wants to see major cuts in the federal government and would push for axing offices like the U.S. Department of Education.
It's redundant and it's not effective. That should be a state and local issue, education. We can also get rid of the Department of Homeland Security, because we went 200 some years without it and we were safe up until now, and it is something that can be eliminated. We can also get rid of the Department of Energy, considering their primary function and job from the very beginning was to make us independent of foreign oil and energy sources.
The event was much less a healthcare forum than a way for District 11 hopefuls to paint Castor as a tax and spend liberal who doesn't care about her district. In his attempt at this, Republican Tony Bunton conjured images of the other Bay Area.
This is not San Francisco Bay, the land of Nancy Pelosi. This is Tampa Bay. We have different values, but I'm afraid that Ms. Castor has adopted the values of Nancy Pelosi. She's the ninth most liberal member of Congress. I don't think that reflects the views and the morals of this community.
One Democrat sat on the panel. Tim Curtis, who calls himself a constitutional Democrat, is reportedly the first Tea Party Democrat to run for Congress. He said the recently passed health care overhaul, in which Castor is a key player, is unconstitutional.
I'm not an attorney, but I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Express. It takes only a cursory reading of the Constitution and an understanding of the intent behind the Commerce Clause to understand that this is exactly the opposite of what our founding fathers intended when they constructed the Commerce Clause.
Republican Attorney General Bill McCollum is citing the Commerce Clause as key grounds for his lawsuit against the federal government over the legislation, though many legal experts disagree. Curtis was not alone in his criticism of health care reform. Republican Thomas Castellano called the reform a disaster.
They took away our right to choose. And whenever you take somebody's away, a right to choose away, the prices go up. What they did was they benefited the insurance companies, because now they're saying you will have insurance and you will buy it from us. The doctors, the pharmaceutical companies are going to make a lot of money. So basically the people that were trying to protect us against benefited.
Republican Tony Bunton agreed.
We need to tweak the system, not kill it and start over. We need portability across state lines, and we need better access.
There were few differences among the candidates on nearly every question asked, including those on closing national borders and abolishing corporate taxes, both, of course, garnering a resounding yes. The four also concurred on the controversial prospect of oil and gas exploration in Florida's waters. Castellano invoked several Cold War boogeymen in his response to a question on the issue.
Cuba has made deals with Russia and China to drill off their coast. They're going to be 50 miles off the coast of Florida already. We have the Vietnamese drilling in the Gulf. We have the Mexicans drilling in the Gulf also. So yes, we should be drilling for oil.
Democrat Tim Curtis said that offshore rigs in other states actually have recreational value.
I'm a scuba diver. I enjoy scuba diving off of the rigs off of Louisiana. It's great spearfishing. It's great fishing around the oil rigs.
Tony Bunton, another Republican, strayed slightly from the Tea Party line when he said that it needs to be done in conjunction with development of alternative energy sources.
We have to incentivize those corporations who are going to do the exploration so that along with harvesting what are our natural resources, the oil and the natural gas, they will be also have good reason to continue development on new energy sources, renewable energy sources. I don't think there's anyone in here who would disagree with the idea that solar energy would be a good thing. If we can develop solar energy and deliver it to a grid where it makes sense and it doesn't put somebody under when they have to pay their power bill, I think everyone would agree that that's a good thing.